Online at B1047.com. I'm Chris here with the one and only Mark Nooch. He is going to be all around the area here, actually, over the next couple of days for Whiskey and War Stories. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Chris. Thank you for having me on again. It's great to be back here in the Manhattan, North Central Kansas area. We're doing some Horse Soldier Bourbon promotions. Haven't been in this area in a little while.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
Yeah, it's been, well, we launched in the state of Kansas right 2 weeks prior to COVID,
right,
shutting everything down. So we've had an amazing time here with our business. I appreciate all the support from fans and supporters coming out. We're in like 400 liquor stores across the state now.
Oh,
with
nice.
Worldwide Beverage got us going in all those. I'm in 80 bars and restaurants that I know of across the state, which is tough to track. But man, we appreciate everybody's support. I want to thank them for that. I appreciate folks asking for Horse Soldier Bourbon at your favorite bar or restaurant. And we're going to be Friday here in Manhattan at the Fridge from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm doing a bottle signing and a bourbon tasting there. And then Saturday, I'm going to be over in Wamego at Spirits of 76. From noon to 2 p.m., again, doing a bottle signing and bourbon tasting there. But then we've got a real special event that we haven't done in nearly 2 years here in North Central Kansas. On Saturday evening at 5:30 p.m., we're going to be in Harrington at the Community Center doing a special whiskey and war story with the Tri-County Fair, KS.com. Folks can go out there for tickets. I understand you may also have them on your website as well. But again, that's the Tri-County Fair, KS.com. We got a special Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey and War Story Saturday at 5:30 p.m. So I hope to see folks at all those events.
I do want to stress, if you're going to go to the website, that that's Tri as in T-R-I.
Thank you.
As in the number three, Tri. So just want to throw that out there. For those maybe a little unfamiliar with your story, I know it's going to be hard to say briefly for this, but kind of explain what it is exactly that they'll be hearing there at Whiskey and War Stories.
Well, I had this incredible experience right after 9/11, nearly 20 years ago, and I led a 12-man team of Green Berets into Afghanistan to help spearhead America's response, and we uniquely rode horseback in the course of that mission in the 21st century. So just an incredible experience. I share a little bit of insight to that, remind folks about 9/11, how united our country was on September 12th and in the months and years following, and just some insight into behind the scenes of the challenges that we overcame on the ground, talk about leadership, teamwork, problem solving. And we're going to touch a little bit. We're going to taste one of our award-winning bourbon offerings, and then we'll shift gears again back to a little bit of the war story. Experiences that we had around the world in the special operations community. And then we're going to taste again a second and third bourbon offering that is award winning and just have a lot of fun. I'm going to field questions from the audience, and it is just a fun evening when we do these whiskey and war story events.
How many varieties are there in the Horse Soldier Bourbon line now?
We have three core offerings that are available broadly across the state of Kansas and 13 other states right now. So the brand is quietly one of the fastest growing craft bourbon brands that's taken off.
And it's got an awesome story behind it too, because it's not just you that's really kind of the driving force behind this.
Yeah, it's our team. As our brand's grown, we've been able to bring on some of the other Special Forces veterans that I served with or that experienced this mission. We've also brought on, as we've grown, other spirits industry professionals to help guide us and steer us along, and some other veterans that we've been able to hire as well to represent our brand. So we got an incredible team. We're getting after it every day, just like everybody and their family, their business, you know, figuring it out, trying to make a strategic impact. And we've opened a restaurant during COVID down in St. Petersburg, Florida.
You are a brave man.
The restaurant is doing amazing. We invite folks to come see us down at the beaches there in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's theurbanstillhouse.com. It's been declared by a number of the Tampa area folks as the best bar and restaurant this past year down there. So it showcases the Horse Soldier Bourbon brand. So we want folks to celebrate the special challenges they've had in their life, the little victories, the challenges that they've overcome, and the special moments that they want to commemorate with their family, coworkers, or their business. So we hope they'll celebrate with a little Horse Soldier Bourbon.
Here with former Green Beret Major Mark Nooch. He's going to be, again, all over the area in the coming days. Tomorrow at the Fridge. Again, what time?
5 to 7 p.m. at the Fridge.
Uh-huh. And then Spirits of 76 on Saturday. And then Whiskey and War Stories, the big event coming up on Saturday night there in Harrington at the Community Building. Doors open at 5. Program begins at 6. Try, T-R-I, countyfairks.com. That actually is a benefit not only for the Tri-County Fairground improvements, but also a charity that benefits veterans, too.
Yeah, we're trying to raise some money to help their fair board and stuff and the events in that community. And we're going to try and help out some veteran families as well.
All right. Whiskey and War Stories coming up this weekend. Major Mark Nooch, thank you for your service. Thank you for your bourbon.
Well, thank you. It's been fun, again, meeting folks all over, especially coming back to the K-State area. You know, it's such a part of my life growing up here, you know, participating in the ROTC program and rodeo and just, again, North Central Kansas, very special.
This is home.
It's home. So it's always great coming back here. So I'm also looking forward in May. We're going to be releasing our own book that we finally wrote after all these years called Swords of Lightning. So that'll be out on Amazon, and I'm looking forward to doing a little book reading and bourbon tasting kind of at that point. So.
That'll be awesome to look forward to in May. Don't forget Whiskey and War Stories again coming up Saturday night in Harrington.